ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 278. தமோ த்வாப்யாம் ரஜஸ் சத்வாத் சத்வம் சுத்தேன நஷ்யதி தஸ்மாத் சத்வமவஷ்டப்ய ஸ்வாத்யாசாபனயம் குரு. So we are seeing the Nididhyasanam topic, and Shankaracharya is talking about Vasana Kshaya and Mano Nashaha, which is removal of the obstacles for enjoying Jnana Phalam. And as we mentioned earlier, Vasana Kshaya or Mano Nashaha, they are not for Jnana Prapti, both are only meant for Jnana Phala Prapti. Which means what? One must have attained jnanam already practicing shravanam, which alone gives jnanam. And since we are interested in jnana phalam, Shankaracharya says, may you practice nididhyasanam and thus vasanakshaya manonasha rupa pratibandha nivrittihi. And that he repeats in the following shlokas, starting from shloka 277, which we saw in the last webinar, in 8 shlokas, and he uses the expression in all of them, swadhyasa panayam kuru, the fourth quarter of all the 8 shlokas. Swadhyasaha means superimposition, that is mistake or viparita bhavana, and swadhyasaha, that can be interpreted in two ways. We already mentioned it in the last class, but I'm just going over them a little bit because this particular terminology is repeated in all the 8 shlokas. I am just to take a couple of minutes to refresh what we said in the last class. So, swasmin atmani anatmanaha adhyasaha. That is the superimposition of atma on anatma and anatmani swasyam atmanaha adhyasaha. Superimposition of anatma on atma, which is called anyonya adhyasaha, mutual superimposition. And we also gave the rope snake example. A poisonous snake is superimposed on a rope. This is rajau sarpasya adhyasaha. And there is another superimposition also. When we say there is a snake, the snake does not have existence of its own. The existence belongs to the rope only, so the existence belonging to the rope has been transferred to the snake. Therefore, there is exchange of snakeness, the poisonous snakeness and existence. Snakeness is given to the rope and the existence of the rope is given to the snake. And this mutual transference of snakeness and existence, this is called anyonya adhyasaha. Similarly, when a person says, I am a human being, the humanness which does not belong to Atma, because Atma is not human or animal or plant or any of those, and the amness, when I say I am, that amness means existence which belongs to the Atma. And that is transferred to the human being, who is really speaking non-existent. So, experience, existence is superimposed on anatma and anatma properties are superimposed in atma. Similarly, consciousness also. So wherever properties are involved, there we should say anatma is superimposed on atma, and wherever existence or consciousness is involved, we should say it is atma superimposition on anatma. This is called anyonya adhyasaha. We have seen all this in the last webinar. So that is indicated here by the word swadhyasaha. Both are superimpositions, both types of superimpositions. May you remove this mutual superimposition, and this being important, Shankaracharya, he repeats it in all the 8 shlokas. We saw 277 in the last week. Now let us see shloka 278, which we just read. So, swadhyasa apanayam kuru. Apanaya means negation, elimination of what? The anatma upon oneself. may you eliminate all the superimpositions that you have taken upon yourself. Just as the, for example, you take the elephant. If you take the elephant, it throws mud on its own body. The mahout, what he does, he takes the elephant to the river. He gives a very nice bath. You know how difficult it is to give a bath to an elephant. Then it comes out shining black and it is then tied to a tree. And this mahout, he goes maybe to get some tea or something. The first job the elephant does is what? It takes the mud and put it on itself. Elephant does it instinctively because they say it is required for temperature control of the body. If the elephant does that is wonderful. But if a human being does that, then there is a problem. So already we have thrown the mud of sthula sharira, sukshma sharira and karana sharira and all the dharmas here. And the guru, he tries to take the students for Vedanta Abhyasa river, for example. He takes the student to the Vedanta Abhyasa river and teaches him mano buddhya hankara chittani na tvam. That's what he is telling them. It is not, you are not any of them. And after all the teaching, after the class is over, the student puts on all the attributes back. What are the attributes? Fatherhood, motherhood, husbandhood, wifehood, all of them. So Shankaracharya says that the teacher can wash only so much. The rest of the job, that should be done by the student and it is the student's responsibility. So may you wash off the three gunas and own up the nirguna chaitanyam. And the three gunas also, that cannot be washed in one sweep. You have to be again careful. He says, tamo guna is washed off by rajoguna and sattvaguna. And rajoguna is washed off by sattvaguna. And sattvaguna must be washed off by what? By jnanam. It is eliminated by. So, tamaha dvabhyam. Tamo guna nashyati. It is eliminated by dvabhyam. Dvabhyam means the two gunas. What are they? Rajo and sattva gunabhyam nashyati. Full stop. And rajaha sattvat nashyati. Rajo guna is eliminated by sattva guna and sattvam shuddhena nashyati. Sattva guna is eliminated by shuddha atma or shuddha atma jnanena nashyati. So the method is what? When you want to remove the impurities from the body, what do we normally do? We apply soap, shampoo, all those things, which is meant to remove the impurities. But after removing the impurities by the soap also has to be eliminated. The impurities are removed by the soap, but we don't have the soap also on the body. So that has to be eliminated by what? By water. And then that water also has to be eliminated by wiping it with a towel. So this alone, Krishna said in the Gita also, rajas tamas chapi bhuyam sattvam bhavati bharatam rajas sattvam tamas chaiva tamas sattvam rajas tatha. That's what he said. Therefore, sattvam shuddhena nashyati. So, tamoguna pradana to rajoguna pradana, a person comes to, and from rajoguna pradana to sattvaguna pradana, and then from sattvaguna to nirgunam, a person has to reach. Tasmat. Therefore, sattvam avashtabhya. By resorting to sattvaguna, swadhyasa apanayam kuru. May you eliminate all the superimpositions. And here we have to note one important point. The scriptures, they talk about vasana kshayaha, and even it was mentioned asesha vasana kshayaha. Now we should ask the question, is it possible to eliminate all the vasanas absolutely and nirguna brahma alone remains? How is it possible? Many people think, you know, that the last vasana also will go away. They think by eliminating all the vasana means all the vasanas will go away. Not only that, they even assume that knowledge itself will come only after all the vasanas are gone. Is it like what? Getting into the ocean after all the waves subside. It's never possible. It is an illogical, it is an impossible, impractical, impracticable proposition. So we have to understand this. Vasana Kshaya itself consists of two parts. This also we mentioned in the last webinar. Because Vasana is of two types. One is called Shubha Vasana, another is called Ashubha Vasana. Ashubha Vasana or Durvasana, that is responsible for all our unhealthy responses in life. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya, for all of them, Ashubha Vasana is responsible. So, first our aim is what? Weakening the Durvasana with the help of Shubha Vasana. So, Shubha, Shubhabhyam, Margabhyam, Vahanti, Vasana, Saritem, Paurusheena Prayatnena Yojaniya Shubhe Pathi. So develop Shubha Vasana to weaken Ashubha Vasana. And as even they are weakened, our negative responses will come down, which can be measured through three factors. This also we mentioned earlier. The frequency, the intensity of reactions, and the recovery period, all of them come down. So, Durvasana can be minimized only and it cannot be and it need not become zero. Then what about Shubha Vasana? It is never eliminated. We like to keep it. And it cannot be eliminated also. Shubha Vasanas are called Sattva Gunas or Sattva Vasana. Then the next question will be, how does Shankaracharya then say that you have to eliminate all Vasanas including Sattva? How do we talk about Sarva Vasana Kshaya? Is it possible or not? This is the secret of Vedanta. The idea is Shubha Vasana or Sattva Guna, that is also eliminated in a different way. How it is eliminated? Purely by shifting the I from the Antakaranam, the mind. The I claim that I am free from Shubha Vasanas also. This is a simple mental exercise only. Let us explain this. You need some attention. Jnani's mind will have what vasana? For example, if you take a jnani, what vasana his mind will have? It will have Shubha Vasana or Sattva Guna only. And very weak Ashubha Vasana he will have. But what does he say? I do not have any vasana at all. Then how do we reconcile this? His mind still has Sattva Guna. But he says, I have no vasanas at all. He says that by claiming that I am not the Antakaranam. Where are the vasanas? Vasanas are in the mind. He says, I am not the Antakaranam, the mind. That only has the vasanas. I am whom? I am Stula Sukshma Karana Sharirat Vyatirikta Atma Asmi. That's what he says. Atma has no vasana. Therefore, from Atma Drishti, from the angle of Atma, he is totally free from Vasanas. Whereas a Jnani, from the standpoint of his mind, that is full of Shubha Vasanas. This is how we have to understand. Therefore, remember, our Vasana Kshaya also, it is only up to some extent alone. Then on, my aim should be more Vasana Kshaya, but to disown the vasanas. It should be no more on vasanakshaya. It should be to disown the vasanas. Initially, one weakens the durvasanas. And thereafterwards, I say, why should I remove the vasanas also? Because what? As long as I want to remove the vasanas, I am identified with what? My antakaranam, my mind. That means I have not studied Vedanta yet. Therefore, Vasana Kshaya is done in two stages. First, you weaken all the Durvasanas, later disown all the Vasanas. And that is what is pointed out here. Sattvam Shuddhena Nashyati. Shuddhena means by owning up the Vasana Rahita Atma. The Atma without any Vasanas. By owning that up, I drop my attempt for Vasana Kshaya altogether. And therefore, Swadhyasam Apanayam Kuru. Continuing, Sloka 279. Prarabdham Pushyativa Puhu Iti Nishchitya Nishchalaha Dairyam Alabhyasa Yatnenam தைரியம் ஆலம்பிய யத்னேன ஸ்வாத்யாசாபனயம் குரு. This particular shloka is like a special advice to the sannyasi, sannyasi jnani. As we told earlier, many of these advices are meant for sannyasi jnani only. In the case of a sannyasi, he should not possess anything. So he has no security in the empirical sense of the term. No bank account, no money, no people for future protection. All these future planning, insurance and all, they are all not allowed. They are all allowed for the grahasthas, not for a jnani, not for a sannyasi. So whatever planning you do, it still depends on one's prarabdha or fate. Best example they give is Dasharatha. Even though he had all the gems of children, the best children one can think of, at the time of death, he had to die of what? Of Putra Shoka. All the four children were alive, but still he has to die of Putra Shoka. Instead of the son removing the sorrow, the son became the cause of sorrow for Dasharatha. And therefore, even in the case of a grahastha like Dasharatha, future preparation can be only to some extent. The rest must be what? Ananya chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Only the Lord will have to save me. Children may be in some other country or in some other state. Maybe only my neighbor, or he may have to call the 911 when I have such a serious issue. He alone may have to help, or 911 only may have to help me. All children may be elsewhere. So in the case of a sannyasi, he is not supposed to plan at all, but live in total surrender to the Lord. Whatever the Lord does through my prarabdha. As Krishna says, yadricha labha santushtaha dvandvatita vimatsaraha. Even for next time food, he is not supposed to plan. When hungry, he has to go and ask bhavati bhiksham dehi. That's all. Whatever comes, he takes. Even if it is an insult. Mana apamana yostulyaha tulya mitra mutrari kshapakshayoho. So even if somebody might not give, he might even drive him away. Even if it is an insult, whatever is given, he takes it. If in one house they give bhiksha with insult, and in the other they may give bhiksha with puja. So Shastra says, between these two, take the bhiksha which is given with insult, so that your ego doesn't get nourished. Because if they do puja and they do that upachara, this upachara and all that thing, then ego might get a little more, you know, it might sensitize a little more. That's what Shankaracharya, he advises the sannyasis, don't bother about your protection at all. Prarabdham vapuhu pushyati. Surrender to your prarabdha. Prarabdhaya samarpitam swavapuritim yesha manisha mama. In Manisha Panchakam, Acharya says, iti nischitya. Have a firm conviction in that. And why this jnani sannyasi should not use purusharthas? Because all the purushartha efforts are meant for moksha prapti. And since he has already attained jnanam, we are now talking about a jnani sannyasi. You should remember, what more purushartha is there for him to attain? None. Body has to be preserved for what purpose? According to Shastra, only to gain jnanam, body has to be preserved. But he is already a jnani. Because he is addressing the jnani sannyasi here, and so Acharya says, why should you try to preserve your body? You should not destroy the body. That right, you don't have that right. Whatever is God's will, if it is to serve the society, let the body serve. And if God thinks that the body has done its job, let him take the body away. Na jivite, na marane, gridin kuryat. Neither attached to life, nor to death. May this be your attitude. That is the advice Acharya gives to a jnani sannyasi. We are saying this as an advice for sannyasi because in the case of a jnani grihastha, he will have to do some of the activities for the sake of the family, for the society, and even to the sannyasi. Even though he may not be interested in preserving his body, that is okay. But sannyasi cannot give any such excuse at all. So he says, prarabdham vapuhu pushyati iti nischitya. Nischitya means the ascertaining. In the mind, nischalaha, nischala bhavaha. May you not bother about tomorrow. May you not bother about tonight. Not even this noon bhiksha. May you not bother about next moment. Live moment to moment, enjoying this knowledge and enjoying whatever happens in life. This is the advice he gives to a sannyasi. And dairyam alambya yatanena. This requires tremendous courage. And as long as dehavimana is strong, there is a fear of old age. There is a fear of disease, death. So Shankaracharya says, dairyam alambya. May you be bold. Resort to the courage born out of the wisdom. If jnana shastram is there, anything happens, you can face. Because for the best astram a person can have under any circumstances is self-knowledge, jnanam. That is the jnana shastram is what you need. So, in fact, the greatest weapon is jnanam weapon only. Nothing can give more security than jnanam. So, swadhyasam, apanayam kuru, may you remove the habitual ashubha vasanas like anxiety, fear, worry and all of them. And even certain sannyasis, for example, when they have a setup like an ashrama, they might worry, who will save this ashrama after me? What is the difference between them, a sannyasi and a grahastha? One is worried about his company, another is worried about his ashrama, another is worried about his family. What is the difference? So what we are saying is, for a sannyasi, even the ashrama should not be a bondage. So yetanena. Be very alert, not allowing anything to bind you. Instead of worrying about children, the sannyasi may worry about his shishyas. That is also a binding only. So, always try to make that effort not to get bound even in that aspect. Shloka 280. Naham jiva param brahma ityadadvyavritti purvakam vasana vegata prapta swadhyasapanayam kuru. So whenever these worries come, either the worry is because of deha abhimana or my belongings. This is called the mamakara janita worry. My people, my wife, my husband. So either ahankara janita worry, anxiety, udvegaha, or mamakara janita anxiety. Who will die first? And if one dies, what will happen to the other? All these kinds of worries. So when any of these worries they come, may you claim that nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to God or totality. And the loss of karma will determine the future of everyone. So as long as people and things are in my hand, I can do what I can do. But I will not allow them to cause worry to me. This is the biggest exercise, because even after the study of Vedanta, these basic worries, they do not go away. All born out of what? Ahankara and mamakara. So what should you say? Na aham jivaha. I am not the jivatma. Jivatma means consisting of the body-mind complex. On the other hand, I am param brahma, asangam brahma, sambandha rahitam brahma, name mrityu shanka, name jati bedaha, pitanaiva menaiva matana janma, na bandur na mitram, gurur naiva shishyaha, chidananda rupaha, shivoham, shivoham. So when family worry comes, Swamiji says, tell this shloka 108 times. So mrityu shanka, that is the worry about me, I will die, that worry always. Then Pita, Mata, Bandhu, Mitra, Guru, Shishya, all those worries. So when all these worries come, you claim Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham. So Naham Jivaha, Param Brahma, Asmi. Iti. Vyavritti Purvakam. More than asserting what I am, we should spend negating what I am not. Otherwise, I will keep repeating Aham Brahma and then I will be crying also. Therefore, Aham Brahma is less important than I am not father or mother or son or husband or wife. That is called Atad Vyavrittihi. Vyavrittihi means elimination. Atad means everything. So everything other than Brahman. So Brahma Binnam Sarvam Vyavritya. So, and what is that? Sula Shariram, the Sukshma Shariram, the Karna Shariram. So Atad. Tad means Atma. Atad means Anatma. So Atad Vyavritti means Anatma negation. So with Anatma negation, may you own up the Atma. So Vasana Vegataha Prapta Swadhyasa Panayam Kuru. Thus may you eliminate the habitual identification which is born out of heavy vasana. That I am husband or father. This vasana I have carefully nourished. Every time I relate my wife or husband, I very strongly invoke what? I am husband or wife. Every time I interact with my children, I invoke what? My fatherhood. So through every empirical transaction, I have nourished and nourished this habitual identification all through my life. So as many times I have nourished, so many times I have to negate. If a nail has to be pulled out, the effort is directly proportional to what? To the effort with which I have driven the nail in the first place. The more I have hammered, the more I have to pull that out strongly. Therefore, Vedanta is not a joke. It requires tremendous perseverance. So the Acharya says, Vasana Vegataha, the force, the momentum, or the power of habitual reaction that is so strong that one has to deliberately eliminate that. Continuing with the next shloka, 281. Shrutya yuktya swanubhutya jnatva sarvatmyam atmanaham kvatidha basada prapta svadhyasapanayam kuru. While Shankaracharya is emphasizing nididhyasanam, he is worried that a person might lose the importance of shravanam and mananam. Therefore, he reminds us again that consistent and long study of scriptures is as important as nididhyasanam. A casual study of scriptures is never sufficient. Long study is important. Systematic study, consistent study. That should be like building where it is built brick by brick. Similarly, idea by idea, concept by concept in Vedanta also. Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampatti, then Stula Sharira Vichara, Sutra Sharira Vichara, Karna Sharira Vichara, then Atma Vichara, then Stula Prapancha Vichara, Sutra Prapancha, Karana Prapancha, Brahma Vichara, all that. Then Jivatma and Paramatma, Aikya Vichara. So there is this order involved and one can never neglect that order. Otherwise, no benefit with any amount of nididhyasana. Therefore, he tells in the first line, Atmanaha sarvatmyam jnatva. Before nididhyasanam, jnanam must have come. Before the practice of Vedantic meditation, one should have gained self-knowledge. So, sarvatmyam means Brahma bhavaha, the wholeness or the completeness of oneself. Jnatva, one has to know very clearly with the help of the three pramanas, Shruti, Yukti and Anubhava. Shastra, that is Shruti, Yukti is reasoning and Anubhava. Reasoning in keeping with the Shastra and Anubhava, that does not mean Brahma Anubhava, which one need not work for, because that is the only anubhava everyone has got all the time. Because Brahman is consciousness, and consciousness is one thing which we experience all the time. Because of which alone we are even able to experience a class now. Therefore, anubhava here means the knowledge in keeping with our daily anubhava, daily experience. Avastatraya anubhava anusarena. That is why avastatraya vichara is part of Vedantic study, the three avastas, jagrati, swapna, sushupti. So when Shruti gives the swapna example, dream example, the teaching is in keeping with our day-to-day experience. Sushupti, dream, they are all discussed. Therefore, our knowledge should not contradict Veda, Shruti. Reasoning or our daily experience, it cannot contradict any of them. So, keeping these three factors, Shrutya, Yuktya, Sva, Anubhutya, Jnatva. First you know, Aham Brahma, Asmi, doubtlessly. There should be no doubt. And after clear knowledge, you have the problem of habit. It's a habit, Viparita Bhavana. Because habit will continue even after knowledge. And habit has to be removed by a separate effort. And what is that effort? Kvachid abhasataha praptaha. Kvachid means anatmani. In whichever anatma you have got abhimana, that identification of the body, may you remove. Swadhyasa panayam kuru. So abhasataha praptaha, which is actually mithya. May you eliminate this mithya adhyasa. For one it is the wife abhimana. For another it is a child abhimana. For another it is a grandchild abhimana. It varies from individual to individual. Wherever there is a strong abhimana, pay special attention, and that is called nididhyasanam, exercise. Shloka 282. Anadhana visargabhyam ishannasti kriya munehe tade ganishtaya nityam svadhyasapanayam kuru. So from this we come to see that this is a serious sadhana. It needs lot of commitment. So Shastra talks about sannyasa ashrama as a means of nididhyasana, because you need quality time. Sannyasa ashrama also is of two types. One is called vividisha sannyasi and another is called vidvat sannyasi. Vividisha sannyasa is the sannyasa ashrama taken for shravanam mananam, which requires staying in one place with a guru, a gurukulavasam, consistently studying, removing all doubts by a dialogue with the teacher. That means what? It requires living in a place, in a gurukula or ashrama, having taken sannyasa. So, sannyasasya shravanam kuriyat. So, do shravanam. Then, suppose a person is able to manage shravanam mananam, remaining within grahastashrama only, then the shastra asks, what does it ask? May you practice nididhyasanam also in grahastashrama itself. So for a sannyasi, you go to ashrama, stay with the teacher and all that. For the grahastha, you can be in grahastashrama itself and practice nididhyasanam there. But if one says, where is the time for nididhyasanam in grahastashrama? Shastra says, if you want, you are allowed to take sannyasa for the sake of nididhyasanam. That is called vidvat sannyasi. So this is not for jnanam, which is already attained in shravanam mananam in grahastashrama. So nididhyasanartham sannyasaha. That is called vidvat sannyasa. There is a famous example they give, yajnavalkya sannyasa in Bharatarannyaka Upanishad. Already yajnavalkya is a jnani, grahastha. But he wanted to become a sannyasi. Maitreyeti hovacha yajnavalkyaha udyasinva are ahamasma sthanadasmi. So he told Maitreyi like that, I am leaving. That's it, I am taking sannyasa, I am leaving. Why should he quit grahastashrama? Certainly not for shravanam and mananam, because he is already, he has jnanam. Only for nididhyasanam. For nididhyasanam, guru is also not required. Therefore, such a Vidvat sannyasi will be a Parivrajaka sannyasi. He need not live in a place or with a guru. He does not have any job other than what? Watching his mind and its responses with alertness all the time. And if at all he has some duty, it is this body belongs to Ishvara. So because he doesn't have body abhimana himself, but because the body belongs to Ishvara, Ishvara has created this body according to the laws of Prarabdha, and he alone can take the body. Until then, it is my care. It is in my care. I am caretaker. I am only a trustee. I don't own it. I only have to take care of it. So, Sharira Yatra. So, doing whatever is required for Sharira Yatra, this Vidvat Sannyasi, he spends his entire life in self-examination and self-reorientation, and such a Vidvat Sannyasi, he is talked about in this shloka. So, he says, Munehe. So, Vidvat Sannyasinaha, Parivrajaka Sannyasinaha, Kriya Nasti. He has no other Kriya, no other duties, no wife, husband, children, property, social duties. I have to go to that marriage, I have to go to this Upanayanam. None of those. They are all not there. So he says, Ishat Kriya Nasti. It does not have any activity, either Laukika activity or Vaidika activity. And the beauty is what? Society accepts such a person in our society. He does not complain. Why do we say so? They give him bhiksha. For others it will say, go and work. It is the uniqueness of the Hindu society. Even though he is not materially productive, the society gives him or her the needs of life because it is Vedic society. In America, what do we say? There is no such thing like a free lunch. Right? That's what we say here. Whereas in our culture, one of the poor countries, India perhaps, there is maximum annadanam happening. Because three ashramas, Brahmacharya ashrama, Vanaprastha ashrama and Sannyasa ashrama, all the three depend on one ashrama, namely the Grahastha ashrama. That is the proportion. Because a jnani need not be materially productive. Because according to Shastras, his very existence in society is a blessing. He need not even teach. His very existence in the Himalayan cave, that blesses the whole area. That is the belief. And if he teaches, it becomes a contribution to the society. That is why the Guru Shishya Parampara maintains. Spiritually he is productive. May not be materially. Therefore Shankaracharya says, Ishat. Ishat means alpam. It's an indeclinable word. So Munehe Kriya Nasti. Except two kriyas. What are the two kriyas? Anadhana Visargadhyam. Actually, there's a difference in the reading here. It is not anadhana, it is annadhana visargadhyam. Anna adhanam and anna visargaha. Anna visargaha means removal of the waste, natural process. And anna adhana is giving food to the body. Anna adhanam is taking food. So, bhikshacharana, bhikshagrahanam. So, this is the upalakshana word to indicate the basic activity required for the maintenance of the body. A person has to take bhiksha at least to maintain the body. So, sharira yatra matra pravrittihi, that is indicated. Just only for the locomotion of the body. Annadana visargaha. Like snanam, panam, you know, he has to take bath, he has to take, you know, something to drink, some food to maintain the body. Other than these two, no other activity is there, physical activity. Suppose one is a grahastha, then what to do? That the shastric advice is what? He has to give up all the activities, but whatever can be trimmed, may you trim. It may be difficult to give up all of them. So that he or she can find quality time for nididhyasanam in grahastha ashrama. Learn to adjust. And what are the things to trim? That one has to decide. May stay after a certain age. He may say, hereafter I will not travel. Or I will not go to attend any functions. If children want to see me, let them come here. I am not going to go after in all the other places wherever they are. So we have got a different type of sannyasa that is called actually kutichaka sannyasa. The another type of sannyasa. Being in the grahastha ashrama and not going out for bhiksha, but taking food at home. He is just staying at home, taking food there. One can cut off all activities and even communication with other people, you can just cut off all the time, you know, doing that japa and this japa. One has to find one's own method to find quality time for nididhyasana. But nididhyasana is a must for transformation of life. So conversion of jnanam to manashanti. Manashanti is the jnana palam. Jnanam is aham brahmasmi is the jnanam. Manashanti coming out of that is the palam. So how long this nididhyasana be required for somebody to get that manashanti? That it depends. One has to see one's own mind. Why it takes different times for different people? The answer is this. Before coming to Vedanta, if sadhana chaturthaya sampasti is reasonably present, we have already seen this, that is viveka, vairagya, shamadhi shakya sampatti, mukshutvam, if they are all reasonably present, nididhyasanam is not much required. When we come to Vedanta, with minimum sadhana chaturthaya sampatti, nididhyasanam is required more. So, duration of nididhyasanam is inversely proportional to the intensity of sadhana chaturthaya sampatti. It is true also, when a person has got good sadhana chaturthaya sampatti, nididhyasanam may not be even required. Shravanam mananam itself will give the shanti. In either case, effort is required, either in the form of gaining sadhana chaturthaya sampatti or drilling nididhyasana. That is why Shankaracharya said, Shamadhi sakita stavate abhyase shravanadikam. If you have got shanti even after Vedanta, if you have not got shanti, check what? Your sadhanam chaturthaya sampatti meter. Whether it is in red or amber or green, one has to check and then go refine oneself. So, anna adana visargabhyam ishate kriya nasti munehe. Munehe refers to the parivrajaka sannyasinaha. So, what does he do? Since he has no other duties, tadeka nishtaya. May you give the full time from amateur stage to professional stage. Give full time. No more Vedanta is a hobby. It's not a weekly 1 or 2 hours of listening to a lecture. But that becomes the only agenda. Tadeka nishtaya. Tad chintanam, tad katanam, anyonyam, tad prabodhanam, yetat yekam, paratvancha, brahmabhyasam, vidur buddhaha. That is what these people say. So may you be committed to that nityam all the time. And by way of doing that, remove your habitual ahankara identification, swadhyasam, apanayam, kuru. Shloka 283. Tattvamasyadi vakyottha brahmatmaikatva bodhataha brahmanyatmatva dardhyayam swadhyasapanayam kuru. So swadhyasam apanayam kuru. Identify less and less with your ahankara. Invoke more of your swarupam. This is called swadhyasam apanayam. How do you do that? By invoking the knowledge, bodhataha. By invoking the knowledge, by reminding the teaching, reading, writing, talking about more and more Vedantic teaching and less of family personalities, all those things. One has to try to slow down in all those other things. What bodha, what knowledge? Brahmatva ekatva bodhataha. The Vedantic teaching of jivatma, paramatma, aikyam, brahmatma, ebrahmatma, ekatva bodhataha, my higher nature. How did one get this knowledge? Tattvamasyadi vakya utta, which knowledge was born in you out of vakyam. What vakyam it is? The mahavakyam, mahavakya shravanam, by listening to the mahavakyam, tattvam asi, which knowledge has already come during when? During Shravana. Now we are talking about nididhyasana. So you have no problem with the jnanam, but the problem with you is what? that jnana is allowed to flow in the form of shanti. So to remove that, keep on reminding yourself. For one has to keep on reminding oneself about what his swarupam is, that knowledge. So brahmani atmatvam dardhyaya. For assimilation of the brahma atmatvam, that is claiming myself to be what? To be a brahman. That should be a natural process. That should be spontaneous in us. So when I say I should primarily remember myself as Brahman. Like for example, an actor, whatever role he acts well in the drama, the moment I is said in the green room, what comes to his mind? I am so and so, I am father, I am husband, I am son. That alone comes, not the role that he played in the drama. That is only primarily in his mind. Similarly, when we say I, primarily I am Brahman, that should come spontaneously in the mind. All others should be like role play. Therefore, Brahmani Atmatvam Dardhyaya. Taking spontaneously, I am Brahman. May you practice Vididhyasana and Swadhyasa Apanayam Kuru. So, if I have to claim I am Brahman, I have to disclaim what? I am Ahankara. You know, seems somewhere actually Sureshwaracharya, somebody, he said, the bigger I and lower I are like two pillars. I am in the middle. By going towards one, automatically I am going away from the other. So in my thinking, if I am closer to Ahankara, I am away from Atma. If Ahankara is predominant, Vedantic teaching will be in the notebook only and maybe in a flash drive, not in me. But if Vedanta is predominant in my mind, we don't say there will be no problems, but it will be overpowered by this. For example, to give an example, as the stars in the sky in the daytime, they are not absent, but because of the sunlight, the light from the stars, it is overpowered. We don't see them. Similarly, if Atma is predominant, Ahankara problem will not go away. One should not think that will all go away. No. But Ahankara problem will be overshadowed or overpowered to such an extent that one does not feel its existence almost. Just like we don't see the stars during the daytime with the powerful sunlight. So Swadhyasam Apanayam Kuru. Distance from Ahankara to one of Atma. Shloka 284. Aham bhavasya dehesmin nishesha vilayavadhim savadhanena yuktatmam swadhyasa apanayam kuru. So how long this should be done? As we said, until Ahankara is not strong enough to give me serious trouble. Once away, some stray thought might come. Doesn't matter. As we said earlier, the three parameters. What are the three parameters? The frequency, the intensity, and the recovery period. So this is like the statistical study of our spiritual progress in terms of worry, fear, jealousy, anger, depression. We don't say they should not come at all. They will be coming. They will get crash into you. But study the three parameters with respect to all of them. Lessening of all these three is weakening of Ahankara. Then Aham Bhavasyam Asmin Dehe Vilayaha. The I notion, Aham Bhava, this I notion in the body, in the Ahankara, that is resolved, avadhi until. Therefore, until the I notion in the Ahankara, that is the Ahankara's force, that becomes less and less, and it is removed totally. Again, it is so insignificant that it does not affect me. Totally means that's what it means. So you should have sufficient dehavimana for carrying out your normal activities. Like brushing my teeth. Swamiji gives the example. We cannot have, you know, sarvatra brahma bhava and try to brush someone else's teeth. I have to brush my teeth. So you need just that much ahankara to brush your teeth. Similarly, a jnani has got sufficient ahankara for all the vyavaharas in day-to-day life, but doesn't require serious abhimana with the body to create a problem. This resolution of ahankara, this is called ahankarasya nisseshalayaha. In fact, it becomes a bhushanam, an ornament, nomara dushanam. Like the snake, for example, is the avaranam for Shiva. Even though it is a poison, it is not a poison to him. Similarly, ahankara is for a jnani also. So, nissesha vilaya avadi. Until ahankara becomes an ornament for you, you have to deliberately practice nididhyasana. There is no escape. And how? Savadhanena, with alertness. One has to practice with alertness. Otherwise, mechanical life will take over. Swamiji says, ultimately, nididhyasana is alert life only. Keeping the Vedantic teaching in the background, that is nididhyasana. That is called sam avadhanena. Avadhanam means alertness. So, yukta atma, with the disciplined mind. Here, atma means antakaranam, the mind and not the sachidananda atma. So, endowed with alertness, swadhyasam apanayam kuru. May you remove your habitual ways of living. You don't have to change anything physically at all, like dress, hairstyle, everything you can keep, no problem. But the ways of thinking, as someone nicely said, watch your thoughts, they become words and actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. And watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character, that becomes your destiny. That means what? Every thought is your building block of your character, and taking responsibility for my thoughts, that is nididhyasana. Shloka 285. Pratitir jiva jagadoho svapnavadbhati yavatam tavan nirantaram vidvan svadhyasapanayam kuru. Again, Shankaracharya, he presents the same idea in a different language. He puts it differently. Vidvan, he addresses the student Vidvan as a jnani. Because as we saw, doubtless jnanam is attained through shravanam and mananam itself. And if he does not experience that jivan mukta phalam, it is not the lack of knowledge. He has already got the knowledge, but it is because of the lack of removal of habitual orientation. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he addresses the student as Vidvan. You are already a jnani. Remove mechanical life. Vedanta will be assimilated. Lead an alert life. So, O Vidvan, swadhyasa apanayam kuru. Break the habitual ego, individuality, father, mother, husband. All should become feebler. Overshadowed by what? By Brahmanhood, owning up. But with the required functional, non-binding ahankara, and this ahankara, the world, Shankaracharya, he compares to Swapna Prapancha, the dream world. So he says, Swadhyasam Apanayam Kuru Tavat. Tavat means so long. So long you have to do that. So that you can reduce all the worldly roles into insignificant roles. How do you know? As told earlier also, watch out every day until one goes to sleep. Go on investigating oneself and we will find every worry will be connected with one personality or the other only. Father personality, son personality, husband personality, employee personality, manager personality. That means that particular ahankara or ego is still not overpowered. So keep that ahankara and invoke aham brahmasmi. And in front of that, this ahankara also should become smaller. This should be an exercise every day. And when ahankara becomes insignificant, ahankara based problems also, they will become insignificant. How long it will take? Nirantaram. It's not a joke. It is very difficult. One may even get angry with Adi Shankaracharya. You don't know you are a bachelor. You are a sannyasi. What kind of problems you know they exist in family life? You don't know any of them. Shankaracharya says it is, he never says it is easy. In fact, because it is difficult only, he says nirantaram. One has to continuously struggle. But it is worth it. Even for Janmas, people may have to struggle to get this. So, what should be the significance of the world, your role, your relationship, all that. The world should be reduced to what? Swapna prapancha samanaha. Like a swapna prapancha. How much raga and dvesha we will deliberately develop in a thing, in a dream, for example. Something in the dream. How much raga and dvesha we will develop in that? Neither strong raga or dvesha in swapna prapancha. In fact, this world also is like that. In the swapna, whatever you have seen, you might remember maybe that morning, early morning, and that's it. You are not attaching anymore. No raga dvesha with respect to that. So, neither strong raga or dvesha in swapna prapancha. In fact, the world also is like that. That means this world must be incapable of invoking powerful raga dvesha in me. It seems Martin Luther King, I think he said once, I don't know exact quotation, he says, the content is this, I will not allow any person to make me hate him or her. It's a wonderful statement. It is possible only under one condition. I will not allow any person to make me hate him or her. So satyatva buddhi in the world, that should disappear. And that will happen only when one dwells upon the adhishtanam, which is the satyam. How long the swapna be real? Until I discover swapna adhishtanam, that is I. Till I wake up, in the light of waker reality, swapna reality will be lesser reality. In the same way, I will dwell upon Brahman sufficiently to reduce the world not to swapna prapancha, but swapna prapancha samanaha, like the swapna prapancha. Therefore he says, jiva jagatoho pratitihi. The experience of the world and its ability to produce raga-dvesha in me, and the experience of jiva and the consequent relationship. In fact, jiva experience will not create problem. It is the relationship which can create, jiva experience by itself will not give any problem, but it is the relationship which can create raga-dvesha. When we, for example, walk on the road, there are so many other jivas also walk on the road. What happens to us? Nothing happens. We are all jivan muktas with respect to all those people. But ultimately, among the 5 billion people, how many can really disturb my mind? Only a few. We don't need even a few. We need only one person. We need only one mosquito inside the net to spoil one's sleep. One human being is enough to cause sleepless nights for anyone. And how does that person get the ability to do that? It is because of Sangha. The consequent expectation, and the expectations, they create raga. And when the expectations are not fulfilled, it creates strong dvesha. So he says, jiva, the experience of jiva also, you know, should be reduced to swapna samanaha. So swapnavati bhati and yavata. So until I am able to reach that stage, and this also indicates again another thing, when we experience the dream, our mind occupies the thought of dream. And after we wake up, the swapna world does not occupy my mind. It has got only existence at the time of experiencing the dream. Therefore, it does not remain in the mind and disturb me. Similarly, if the world is reduced to present existence and the experience are not carried in the form of memory, then the world is reduced to swapna samanaha. No carry forward at all. And that is the wise person's mind. We even remember certain words uttered by some people, even until death. Oh, so many decades ago, that is what that guy did. And sometimes the people who said those words, he might have even died and might have taken even punarjanma. Vedanta says that this world must be made unreal. But our accomplishment is what? By repeatedly remembering the past, which is gone, which is unreal, we make it real. That is why Vedanta takes lot of time. That is why he says, until that time continue. Nididhyasanam. Svadhyasa Panayam Kuru. That's what the Acharya says. We will continue in the next week. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Krishna Pranastu Nara.